the last time you received a gift? How did that make you feel? How do you feel when someone gives you a gift unexpectedly, something that you really enjoy? I think we all enjoy receiving gifts. They remind us that others are thinking of us and that they care for us. God loves us and loves the church and has given us many gifts, in particular spiritual gifts for our mission as a church. We're in a sermon series on the foundations of our faith and mission as a church, both as the universal church but also a local expression of that universal church. Last week, we looked at the church being the body of Christ and us individually members of it. And today, we're going to look at the theme of spiritual gifts, continuing that theme of being the body, but looking at having the spiritual gifts, each of us given individual spiritual gifts as members of the body to fulfill our corporate mission that God has given us. We are truly gifted to give. What are spiritual gifts? And how do we recognize them? And how do we put them into practice for the greater good of God's kingdom and for the building up of the church? We'll look at this topic today. On the eve of his crucifixion, John's gospel records Jesus comforting his disciples and preparing them for what is to come. Jesus promises them that they won't be left alone to fend for themselves, but that he would send a helper, an advocate, who would be with them forever. This advocate would strengthen them and empower them, teach them and comfort them and dwell within them. The Spirit would bind them to Christ and to one another as a body and would give them gifts to fulfill their mission. Reiterating the theme of last week's message, 1 Corinthians 12:27 and 28 state, "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues." Our passage from Ephesians 4 goes into more detail about what these gifts look like and how they are to be used to further the mission of our church. Recognizing our using our spiritual gifts must always be done in the context of our life together as a body. The beginning of our passage from Ephesians 4 states that we are to lead a life worthy of the calling to which we have been called, with all humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. This is our common calling as siblings in Christ. Unity is a hallmark of our life together in Christ, an evidence that the Spirit is at work. Verses 4 through 6, "There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all." And as part of this unity of the body, we are each given different spiritual gifts. All the different members have a different function, even though we're unified as a body, and we have different gifts to fulfill these different functions, which all serves the greater good. Verse 7, "Each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift." The gifts would be that some be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And for what purpose? Verse 12, "To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until all come to unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ." So the goal of recognizing and using our spiritual gifts is to equip us for our ministry calling, to build us up as a body in unity, until we come to full spiritual maturity, becoming fully like Christ, becoming people who can do the things that Jesus does naturally, loving sacrificially, forgiving others, trusting fully in God's provision, caring for the marginalized and oppressed. All of these things God wants to create in us through the Spirit. And like all the gifts, all the things we receive from God, they come from God's grace. We don't do anything to earn them. Yet we must recognize these spiritual gifts and put them into practice with God's help. So what is a spiritual gift? Well, a spiritual gift is, as I said, a gift, something we don't earn, but is given to us from the Holy Spirit for the upbuilding of the church, Christ's body, so that we can carry out our mission of making and becoming disciples, furthering the work of God's kingdom being the way God wants things done here in our church and in the community. There are many lists of spiritual gifts, several places we have seen in Scripture where they are listed as Romans 12, Ephesians 4, and also 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. And here's a list of some of the gifts with some definitions. I'm taking this from a neat survey that I found on the United Methodist website that actually has a really neat online survey. If you want to go on, you can take it and find out what your spiritual gifts are according to their survey, which is interesting. And hopefully you all got this handout when you came in that has all the spiritual gifts, so I'd invite you to follow along. So this is a list of gifts from Scripture, not exhaustive, but a list of many that are mentioned. We have the gift of administration, which allows a person to organize people and resources for greater efficiency, effectiveness, and success. Apostleship compels people to reach out to new and unfamiliar groups and individuals to invite them into a relationship with God and community. Compassion moves people to action on behalf of those in need. Discernment, a gift of deep intuition and insight. Evangelism, the gift of faith sharing and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to those we meet. Exhortation, manifest in people who offer encouragement, wise counsel, unflagging support, and empowerment. Faith is more than just belief in Jesus Christ, but an abiding foundation of confidence that God works all things together for good, and that the people of God, they can rise above any obstacle. Giving is the deep commitment to provide whatever resources are needed to support God's will and plan. Healing is not about transferring spiritual power to eliminate suffering and disease, but the ability to channel God's grace and healing love to those who suffer physical, emotional, or spiritual pain. Helping is a gift of support and behind-the-scenes effort to make groups, families, and congregations more effective. Knowledge allows people to automatically convert facts and data and information into useful and important knowledge. Leadership is visionary and a forward-looking gift that enables people to stay focused where God might be leading us as individuals, congregations, and communities at any given time. Miracles never doubt the power and presence of God in creation. They are able to help others see and believe in God's power. Prophecy is the ability to speak God's word to others, or more appropriately, to be open for God to speak God's word through us. Servanthood is the gift of doing for others, sometimes to the exclusion of meeting other personal needs. Shepherding or pastoring is the gift of mentoring, providing spiritual guidance to others to help them develop in discipleship and faith formation. Teaching allows people to transform data and information into life-changing knowledge. Wisdom allows people to understand deeper meaning and apply their knowledge, beliefs, and experience to everyday situations. And it talks about the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues, which is interesting. This survey defines it as a communications gift that allows people to speak foreign languages and convey concepts they never formally studied. Those who are gifted help build bridges across cultural and generational and language divides. And it also refers to those who pray in a spiritual language and or can interpret that spiritual language for others. Now, we don't normally think of speaking in tongues associated with the Presbyterian tradition, although I have known Presbyterians who speak in tongues, and maybe some of you have. It's on the list of spiritual gifts. So this is a list, not an exhaustive list, but a list of spiritual gifts, and there may be others. These are gifts to be exercised, again, not for our own benefit nor to impress others, but to benefit the body of Christ as a whole, to assist the body in carrying out its mission, to serve others in Christ, to build up the body, to do what we're called to do. We are gifted to give. Spiritual gifts differ from natural abilities, though they can be related. Spiritual gifts differ from spiritual fruit, but can be related to the gifts we exercise. We are each individually given spiritual gifts, different ones, but we are all called to bear spiritual fruit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 defines the fruit of the Spirit as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are fruit where we see when we're living in the Spirit, we see these evidence in our lives. When we see these things at work, we know that the Spirit is at work in us, that we're walking in the Spirit's ways. Both the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit come from God's grace. As we recognize and exercise spiritual gifts, as well as open ourselves up to the Spirit's presence and work in our daily lives, we will gradually grow to full maturity in Christ. We're walking in step with the Spirit. Ephesians 4, verse 14 and following says, "We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro, blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, for whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth, building itself up in love." This is God's calling for us as a body as we seek to walk in the Spirit, exercising spiritual gifts, bearing spiritual fruit as God's grace gives us the ability to do so. So what gifts do we have? And how do we recognize our own spiritual gifts and put them in action? Our denomination's Book of Order states the church is the body of Christ. Christ gives to the church all gifts necessary to be his body. The church strives to demonstrate these gifts in its life as a community in the world. 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 7 tells us, "You are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ." Not lacking in any spiritual gift. Now, of course, that can be hard for us to believe at some times as we look at our shrinking numbers and our aging membership. It's tempting to focus on all the things we don't have or a lot less of than we had in the past. Fewer members, fewer financial contributions, fewer volunteers, fewer people to do the work of ministry. But if Scripture is true and God has truly gifted us in Christ through the Spirit with every spiritual gift, if we are truly not lacking in anything we need for the work of ministry to which we're called to do, then we need to shift our mindset from focusing upon all the things we don't have to considering all the things we do have, particularly the spiritual gifts we've been given. Passages like this one we've looked at today encourage us to look at our church, its present membership, its present resources through the lens of spiritual abundance rather than scarcity. To look at the gifts God has given us rather than all the things we don't have. As I've said, we are participating in the Unglued Church Project. This is a Presbytery initiative. It's a year-long process of discernment to determine our church's unique purpose from God and the resources we've been given and how to live out that purpose with the people and resources we've been given. And we have a team of people who've been working on that, spearheading that, and you'll be hearing more about that process throughout the year. And periodically, there'll be invitations for you to participate. One of the exercises our Unglued team at HOC participated in was looking at our resources, what we have, what God has given us to be employed in God's mission. We looked at some of the physical gifts God has given us, our beautiful sanctuary in which to worship, a building with lots of space, lots of different meeting spaces for lots of different functions, generous grounds and a great parking lot, which a lot of churches would envy, and a good-sized endowment that provides financial resources for sustaining our mission. These are some of the physical things we came up with. But then we were pushed to look a little deeper, to look beyond these resources to the spiritual resources God has given us, to look at the spiritual gifts that God has given us. So what spiritual gifts do we see operating here at HOC among our members and in ourselves? Well, I see many at work. I see the gift of administration and leadership at work through various members who serve on session and committees and commissions, who plan and organize projects and make the activities that we do, make all we do happen. I see the gift of teaching through the various members who teach our children and youth and adults in the faith. I saw this gift very strongly on display at our recent Vacation Bible School. I see the gift of service, help, and compassion through members who dedicate their time and energy at Hope Dining Room and Elkton Community Kitchen and other hands-on service projects that we regularly undertake. I see the gift of giving at work with the willingness and abundance with which people donate things to various collections like our school supply drive for Downs Elementary School or our fall Thanksgiving table or our turkeys for families at the holidays or collecting our hats, scarves, mittens, and shirts for the homeless and all the many other special offerings that we do, as well as the regular giving to support our operations. Whenever there is a need, this church steps up and provides. I see the gift of healing and compassion at work in our members who look after one another, who provide care and support to those who are sick, recovering, grieving, or going through a hard time. I see the gift of prophecy at work in members who remind us of the needs and injustices occurring out in the world beyond the four walls of our church, calling us to step up in both prayer and action on behalf of the suffering. I see the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, and discernment at work in members who share their experiences and insight in helping us as a body determine God's direction for us and make faithful decisions. I see the gifts of musical expression through our singers and musicians who lift our minds and hearts toward God's glory through music. These are only a few of the gifts I see, and there are undoubtedly more. What gifts do you see at work in our church? How do you determine your own spiritual gifts? What gifts do you see at work in your life? I encourage you to take some time on your own and look over the list that we handed out of this list of spiritual gifts and see which do you see at work in your life? Which do you see at work in the life of the church? You can take the online survey and see what it comes up with. It's kind of interesting. But I think the best way is not to find your spiritual gifts is not through surveys, but through praying and asking the Spirit to reveal the gifts you've been given. And pay attention to the areas in which you're called to minister and what gifts are being used in those areas. And also ask people who know you well in the church to see what gifts they see in you. Sometimes it takes other people sometimes seeing gifts in us that we don't see in ourselves. And we can certainly pray and discern and see, recognize the gifts and see where we can put those into practice. Now, this sermon is just a very brief overview of the spiritual gifts. We could do a whole sermon series on the spiritual gifts. Maybe we will sometime. But I hope this at least gives you a starting point for thinking about your spiritual gifts and how to utilize them in the church. Scholar N.T. Wright says, God has given different gifts to different people so that the whole community may flourish and take forward the work with which it has been entrusted. I believe God has given this church all the spiritual gifts we need to fulfill our unique mission as the body of Christ, this local expression of Christ's universal body. And when we recognize and operate together with the spiritual gifts God has given us, we will make a great impact for the kingdom and will be built up in maturity in Christ. We are gifted to give. By God's grace, let us discover our spiritual gifts and put them into practice for God's kingdom and the building up of his church. And may God bless this message to our hearing. Amen.